Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are so very excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, get your pen, your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the gospel truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if our own evangelist, Sheila Hameen, would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to your holy name and we bless your name. Oh, God, we come before you and we humble ourselves, Lord. We ask for mercy. Oh, God,
yes,
we ask for grace. Lord, we call upon you to stop by for just a little while. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you, Lord.
Yes.
We need you to move by your
power. Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Savior, we ask, God, that you will lift heavy burdens, that you will destroy the works of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, encourage those who are discouraged. Oh, God, bless in a special way. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, asking you to heal their bodies.
Heal, Jesus. Right now,
God, while we're praying this prayer, lay your hand upon them, Lord.
Send your healing
virtue in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we ask that you will move on those who are listening in on tonight. Lord, God, send a blessing upon them right now. Command the blessing to overtake them. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we pray, God, that you will remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones and grieving at this time. Oh,
yes.
God, give them comfort and consolation.
Yes.
Lord, wrap your arms all around them and let them know that you're there to uphold them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And, Lord, we pray for our Brother White, Lord God, asking you to make your holy visitation. Stop by the hospital room, oh God, and touch him, Lord Jesus. Heal him right now. Make him ever with whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you, and we are calling on you right now. Without you, we can do nothing, Lord. We need your help tonight, Jesus. We need guidance. And we need direction. We are asking you, Lord, to send your word, Lord, and let your word have free course. Let everyone listening to the word receive a blessing, oh, Lord. Help us to accept your word and apply it to our lives. In the name of Jesus, send your anointing, Lord God. Anoint the speaker, Lord Jesus. Have your way. And let your will be done. We pray, God, that you will bless this ministry continually. And, Lord, let somebody around the world, wherever they are, who is listening, oh, God, let souls be saved and let souls be delivered. Oh, Lord God, work wonders and work miracles. We ask that you will visit those who are in the jailhouse, my God.
Yes,
asking
Lord.
Asking you to please save, Lord God. Heal, yes. Lord. Deliver and make whole. Restore, Lord Jesus. Work wonders, oh God.
Work wonders.
Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus.
Name
Lord
Jesus.
God, we believe you and we're taking you at your word. We ask you to bless your people everywhere. One by one and name by name, Lord, all around the world, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. Oh, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that we stand in need of, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe and we count it done right now. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for mercy and for grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing power. We thank you for your delivering power. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for guidance tonight, Lord. We thank you for the many blessings that you've already given us and for how you're about to bless us, Lord. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your people everywhere. We bless your holy name. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll remember all of those who have requested prayer, the names that are called and those that are not called. You know the heart, oh God, and you know every desire. And we ask, God, that you will grant every prayer request according to your holy will. And help us, Lord, to accept what you allow. We thank you for this prayer. Now, Lord, we ask that you accept. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming to Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to be reading from the 113th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 9. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 113th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 9.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And we want to welcome you and thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-75. The access code is 584-76. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen online by, you can listen by calling 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservicetitle1school, and one is O-N-E. Added to our prayer list is Brother Mosey White, who is currently in ICU. We want to remember him in prayer. We want to remember Michael Carr, Robin, Betty Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Carlton, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda, Deidre Blackshird, and all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. We're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, that she may render a selection.
I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. His return. I pray that we'll get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Two men walking by the road, one of them had a heart pure as gold. The sky was split, the pure in heart raptured away. But one of the other ones left behind who did not purge his heart in time. He cried to the Lord, but for him it is too late. We'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Men and wives in their beds, one of them by the Spirit led. The rapture came and took that one above. The other one rose on the next day to find their loved one raptured away. Oh, what a way to lose the one you love. Oh, I pray we'll all be ready. We'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll give our hearts a search so that we won't be playing church. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray we'll all be ready. Pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get down on our knees so that the Lord can wash us clean. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Mama and children in the mall, then mama heard the master's call. She was swept to the by and by. It's hard to rely on your mama's prayer. Mother is no longer there. Learn how to pray. Learn how to pray while you still have time. Oh, I pray we'll all be ready. Pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get down on our knees so that the Lord can wash us clean. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray we'll all be ready. We'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll give our hearts a search so that we won't be playing church. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. We'll all be ready his return.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That was so beautiful.
Amen.
That's a beautiful prayer. Pray that we all be ready. Thank God for that beautiful selection. I thank the Lord for the opening scripture. I just thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. I'm so happy that all of you have tuned in on tonight. And now let us get our minds and our hearts ready to receive the word of God. And now just focus on the Lord. Just open your heart and receive his word. And we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may bring forth the word of God. God bless Evangelist May. Let us pray along with her and for her as she comes. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for how you spared our lives and have given us another chance to project the word of God. We pray that you will touch and bless, send your anointing, send your word. Let it reach some soul. Let some soul be healed, saved, forgiven, and delivered. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank the Lord for this broadcast. Thank the Lord for all of our listeners and everyone that has tuned in on tonight. Let us prepare our hearts for the word of God. Let us go to the book of St. Luke, the 18th chapter. And it's a very familiar passage of scriptures. We've heard it many, many times. But each time you hear it, there is a different point of view that can be projected. So let us go to St. Luke 18, and we're going to begin with verse 1. And it reads, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." And we're going to go over in the book of, and verse 36. It says, "Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." My title tonight is Men Ought Always to Pray. And my theme is praying time. And hallelujah, glory to God. It is surely praying time. We are living in terrible times, dangerous times. And the Bible calls it perilous times. He said, "This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God." People are talking about themselves more than they're talking about God. They're lifting themselves up and glorifying mm-hmm. themselves. But God said, "His glory shall he not give to another." We cannot give God's glory to anybody else. Nobody but the Lord. We have to exalt our God and praise his holy name, because it's praying time. It's time to get closer to the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. We're living in terrible times. Men are calling right wrong, and they're calling wrong right. But we are living in the last days. It's time to get in a hurry for our soul. But we are living in a time when we're going to have to pray our way through. Hallelujah. Singing and shouting is good, but we're going to have to pray our way through. Hallelujah. It's all right to give God some praise. It's all right to dance before the Lord. It's all right to play the music, but we are living in praying time. It's time to pray. The Bible speaks of how that the Lord said in his word, men ought to always pray and not to faint. He said within a city of judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, "Avenge me of my adversary." And he would not for a while, but afterward, he said within himself, "Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." The
Let's by her keep on coming, her continuously coming and wearying me. Hallelujah. Sometimes in order to get our deliverance, we got to keep going before the Lord. Somebody might say, well, why are you always praying? How come you keep praying and asking for the same thing? Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to weary the Lord. Glory to God. We got to let the Lord see that we are serious and that we are in need. Hallelujah. And continue to go before the Lord. And the Lord said in his word, I tell you that I will deliver speedily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to go before God in prayer. Whatever it is that is ailing us, whatever it is that is bothering us, sometimes we have to go before God and continue in prayer. Hallelujah. He said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Hallelujah. That shows that you have faith in God because you continue to go to him. Why do you continue to go to him? Because you believe him. You believe that he's going to deliver you. And the Bible said he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. If we seek the Lord with our whole heart in earnest, daily crying unto the Lord, waiting on the Lord will. He'll come to our rescue. He'll hear our prayer, and he will answer. He will answer our prayer. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Acts the 9th chapter and the 11th verse, hallelujah, the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. Saul was down there, hallelujah, praying. Glory to God. God began to move on him, and he had to acknowledge that it was the Lord. And he began to pray and seek the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe the people was afraid of him because they knew how he once beat the people of God, how that he had license to go down and beat them and put them in prison. He was doing it legally according to the law. But one day God got a hold to him and knocked him from his beat. He acknowledged that this was the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord began to change him. The Lord began to work a work on him. And he sent him on down. And he began to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And Ananias began to lay hands on him, that he might receive his sight because he was blind. But God opened up his blinded eyes. He used Ananias to lay hands on him, and he opened up his eyes and was able to see. Glory to God. God can work miracles if we would just pray and seek the Lord. We have to continue in prayer because prayer Lord. The Bible says men ought always to pray. And not, we got to learn to be instant in prayer. Hallelujah. When things go wrong, we have to learn to pray. When things seem to get out of hand and don't go our way, we have to learn to pray. Just pray. Send up our communication unto our God and let Jesus work it out for us. Let him fix it. Let him fix it for you. He'll fix it in your life. He'll make the way out of no way. I heard the word of God say, and when ye pray, stand. Hallelujah. Pray and forgive. Hallelujah. We have to learn to do what the word of God say do. There are people praying, but they're not forgiving. They're praying, but they're holding things against one another. They're praying, hallelujah, but they just won't let go of the anger. They're praying, but they won't let go of the animosity. But we, as a people of God, if we do what the word of God say do, pray always without feigning, God will avenge us of our adversaries. He will work it out. He will fix it for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The book of Hosea, the 11th chapter, and verse 7, it says, and my people are bent to backbiting from me, though they call them to the Most High. None at all would exalt him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How then shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Adma? How shall I set thee as Zeboam? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. Hallelujah. We have to learn to give God what is due unto his name. Glory to God. We're living in these times where we have to pray that we might be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Realize we're going to stand before God one day. We're going to tell God everything that we did. We're going to tell him if we didn't forgive Sister So-and-so. We're going to tell him if we didn't forgive Brother So-and-so. Hallelujah. Nobody is getting by. Sometimes people, they want you. Hallelujah. They want something evil to befall you. Hallelujah. Because they feel like you did something wrong. But God, he is the judge. And he said, vengeance is mine, and I will pay. I will repay, saith the Lord. You don't have to try to do revenge to no one. Let God do it. He's the one that's going to do it. He's the one that's going to judge us. But we got to learn to pray in all things. Pray when the devil come against you. Pray when things is not going well in your home. Pray when you're out on the street. Pray when you're on the job. Because sometimes the people on the job, they turn against you because the God you serve, hallelujah, they don't want to live for it. And they don't want you to live for it either. But you ought to pray, pray. And when they persecute you, pray anyway. Continue in prayer. And the Bible says, blessed are they, hallelujah, that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Sometimes we mourn, but we shall be comforted. Hallelujah. When they curse you, pray anyway. When they break the peace, you pray anyway. Glory to God. God, he's going to repay. Save the Lord. We have to give it over to God and let him work it out. We just continue in prayer, praying always, praying, praying, praying that God will have his way and that God will work it out for us. Be like the widow woman. Hallelujah. If you have to continue to go before the Lord, don't be ashamed. Go before the Lord anyway. Pray anyway, because God has got the answer, and he's the one that can work it out. The Bible said, my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, pray, seek my face. Hallelujah, he said, and then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. God said it, and I believe it. If we come before the Lord, humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he will hear and answer our prayer. But we got to pray. We got to send up our supplication. Send up our prayers unto our God, and our God, he will come, and he'll come that right early. He will fix it. He will work it out. It's praying time. We're living in the last days, and it's time to get down to business, praying and seeking the Lord, fasting and crying unto the Lord. And asking God to work this situation out and to help us, most of all, to be ready when he calls our name or if he should come to, hallelujah, while we are still alive. We just want to be ready after all that's said and done, after all this time that we have put in, after all of our suffering, our fasting, our praying and waiting on God, we just want to be ready. We want to be ready. Like the word of God said, pray always that ye may be ready, that we may be accounted worthy to enter in, to escape all these things that is going to come upon the earth. Hallelujah. I want to be able to escape it. Glory to God. I want to be saved in the end. I don't want my running to be in vain. I'm running a race, and I'm running to win the race. I'm not running the air, but I'm running to make it in to the kingdom of God. Therefore, I'm watching, I'm praying that I may be able to escape all these things that are coming upon the face of the earth. Oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord. We need to learn how to pray instead of talking about it. Instead of grieving about it, hallelujah, we need to learn to pray about it. Glory to God. Send up our prayer unto the Lord and let him fix it for us. He will work it out. Glory to God. I don't know about you. Maybe you've been trying to fix it yourself. Maybe. You're trying to work it out yourself. But it's praying time. It's time to pray your way. Pray your way through. Hallelujah. Singing your way through. Hallelujah. It's all right. It's beautiful to sing unto the Lord. But there's a time. There's a time when you have to come before the Lord. Shut yourself away and pray and pray until you hear from heaven, until the Lord sits on mortal flesh, until the Lord take control. Hallelujah. To the Lord quicken this old mortal flesh. Hallelujah. Make you alive. It's time to cry out unto the Lord. If you don't know how to pray, if you don't know what to say, just pray and say, Lord, teach us to pray as you taught your disciples. Just say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, pray. Pray until God take control. Hallelujah. We don't always know what we should pray for as we are, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. If we pray in the Spirit, and let God take control. He will stop by and quicken our mortal body and begin to speak through us and pray through us. Hallelujah. And we will get an answer. The Lord is praying time. People are cast down, disencouraged, falling by the wayside. And all that's being done and said is, hallelujah, is words of disencouragement. The people need encouragement. Amen. They need to be encouraged to go through. They need to be encouraged to stand by sister. Stand, my brother. I don't care what you're going through, but now they are being disencouraged. Hallelujah. But we that say we have the Holy Ghost and God's Spirit in us, we ought to be able to discern that our brother is disencouraged. You ought to be able to say, oh, my God, you ought to be able to say that the sister is going through something, that the brother is going through something. You ought to be able to minister unto them and help them and strengthen them. Glory to God. I tell you, we are living in terrible times. It's time. It's praying time. Time. And they can't see your need. Sometimes you just have to go aside your own self and pray until God speak to you and take control of you and give you the witness and let you know that I am with you and I am on your side. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord himself, he will encourage your soul. God will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when God does it, it's done. Hallelujah. Nobody can encourage you like God did. Nobody can strengthen you like God can. Nobody can make you feel better like God can. He knows what you're but we can't just care about ourselves. We have to look on others and care for others, just like Jesus did. He cared for the people. He healed the people. He delivered the people. Hallelujah. He opened their blinded eyes. He saw their need. He fed them. Glory to God. Jesus, he cares for us. He cares all about us. That's why we need to pray and pray always and not faint. Glory to God. It's praying time. We are living in the last days, and time is running out. There may be somebody who needs strength tonight. You may be out there going through something. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But God is here tonight to give you strength, to lift you up, to encourage your soul, to encourage you to go on with the Lord, to encourage you to keep on praying. Maybe you said, I've been praying, but seem like nothing's happening. But you keep on praying, and the Lord will come, and he will deliver you. He will give you strength. He will encourage your soul. But if you just pray, just pray unto the Lord and do as the word of God says. Pray always. When trouble comes, pray anyway. Sometimes the devil will tell you, you're not going to get through, because thus and so is the situation. But pray anyway, because God said it, because the word of God said men ought to always pray and not faint. So you pray anyway. You might say, well, I'm not where I should be. Well, that's all right. Pray anyway. God can get you to where you need to be. Glory to God. God can do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we have to trust in God and take him at his word. He's here right now to deliver. He's here right now to encourage your soul. God knows what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows that test. He knows that tribulation. Hallelujah. But don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened. Hallelujah. But rejoice in the Lord. Pray anyway. You might say, well, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't know what you're going through. But God knows what you're going through. That's why the scripture said, but the spirit itself knows. It knows that spirit of God. He knows what you're going through. And he knows how to deliver. He knows how to fix it in your life. Let Jesus fix it for you tonight. Let Jesus work it out. Glory to God. As we prepare our hearts for prayer, because we know that prayer changes things, let us turn our hearts and minds unto the Lord as we pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for your word. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, oh Lord. Jesus, we don't know what to pray for as we are, but Jesus, teach us, oh Lord, put your words in our mouth. Give strength, oh Lord, to them that are weak. Build us up where we're torn down. You know what we're going through. You know all about us. You know how to work it out. You know how to fix it, oh Lord. Fix it for us, Jesus. Give us strength where we're weak. the word. Help us, oh Lord, to believe you. As the scripture has said, help us to deny ourselves. If we need to pray, Lord, and pray our way through. Teach us how to wait on you with patience. Teach us how to endure temptation. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be weary in well-doing, but help us. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to take you at your word, to trust in you, Lord. Help us to be encouraged. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God. Help us to take you at your word, believing your word, knowing that your word is true, oh Lord. Teach us how to pray, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you said men ought to always pray and not to faint. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch some weary soul. Strengthen them, oh Lord. Encourage them, oh Lord. Help them to go through, oh Lord. Help them to endure, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Have thine own way tonight, Lord. Let your will be done. We pray that you will save some soul, oh Lord. Have mercy tonight, oh Lord. Send mercy tonight, Jesus. Oh my God, look on the souls. Look on the souls of men, Jesus. Help them to come to you to give their life to you. Help them to seek your face and call on your name. Help them to draw nigh unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on all of those who are listening on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them, oh, Lord, in a special way. Oh, my God, have mercy on the people, oh, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Heal and deliver. Forgive sins, oh, Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Have mercy, Jesus. We know you're merciful, God, and we know you're able. We know you are a deliverer. Have your way tonight, Jesus. Help us to draw nigh unto you. Help us to pray, Lord. Pray until our prayer goes through. Help us, Jesus. Jesus, send thine anointing. Send your spirit, Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies. Help us, Jesus. We're waiting on you. We're depending on you tonight, Lord. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We know you got the power, Jesus. Continue to have the way, oh Lord. And Lord, we pray a special prayer tonight. We pray that you look on Brother Mosey, that you look on him in a special way, that you have mercy, oh Lord. That you touch his body, oh Lord. You will heal and deliver, oh Lord. That you will stop the bleeding, oh Lord. We know you can do it, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch him right now, oh Lord. Be merciful, oh Lord. Spare him, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, raise him up, oh Lord. Let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus, raise him up, oh Lord, that he may give glory to your name and lift up your name. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, oh Lord. Send a greater deliverance, oh Lord. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. We pray that you touch them and bless them. Give them strength, oh Lord. Help them to endure, to stand their test and their trials. Help them to go through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In these trying times, Lord, we pray that you keep your people. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer, oh Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, look upon those souls over in Ukraine. We pray that you have mercy on those who are dying, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able to stop the killing. You're able, Jesus. Thou art a deliverer. You're able to save them, Jesus. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. We pray for mercy tonight, oh, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. And we give thanks unto you. We thank you right now, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the name, Lord. Bless us.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Mayville. saying men ought always to pray, and it's praying time. And like she said, it's all right to sing and to dance and to praise God. There is a time for that, but this is the time to pray. And it's very important to the believer's life. This is how we communicate with God. I enjoy the Word of God. Not don't really have a lot to say. She preached under the anointing, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank God for the prayer as well. Janice Maybell, stay encouraged and keep on preaching the Word of God.
Amen. Any other remarks? Praise the Lord. We do thank God for those remarks coming to Janice Kadija. We just thank the Lord for this ministry, for the gospel yes. truth broadcast. And I just encourage you who are listening, take the Word of God in and apply it to your life. Just believe God and allow God to work in your life. And now at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelist. And I thank the Lord for this broadcast, for the Word of God on tonight. I have a mind to pray even more. Sometimes we can get carried away, and we could go through the day, and things be happening, and we don't even pray. We don't even pray. We might pray, yeah, when we get up, pray before we go to bed and all of that. But things be happening during the course of the day, and sometimes we don't even bother to pray. But I'm learning that you got to pray. If you in your car and things is not going well, you pray while you in your car. You ain't got to close your eyes and act like you caught up. But you could pray while you're in your car. And when things are not going well, if you're on your job, you could pray. You don't have to be crying out, but you could pray on the inside. And sometimes tests and trials become, instead of us praying, we're worrying about what we're going through and trying to figure out how we're going to fix it instead of praying. Say, it just came to me so plain. We got to pray even more. Pray. You know, while you're on the streets, while you're shopping, while you're in your car, and think that all the time it doesn't have to be something that's gone wrong in your life, but we still have to pray. And if we be instant in prayer like that, that helps us to keep our minds stay focused on the Lord, because the scripture is telling us, watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy. You see, because praying, we're not praying, the devil will catch you off guard. He'll have you doing something or saying something that you shouldn't be saying. And what if Jesus comes? We got to be ready. We can't be trying to get ready, but we got to be ready. So therefore, you got to counter what Satan is doing. When he does stuff, we just start praying and watching, because we know that we are being tested and tried, and we know that Jesus is soon to come back. So that's why we have to counter what Satan is doing and keep praying. Don't let him catch you up where if he do spite work to you and you try to do spite work back, no, don't let him catch you up like that. Because that's where he's trying to catch us off guard. He want us to do something wrong. See, he ain't worried about Satan, because Satan himself got these people. That's why they acting like that. But he wants you to act like that too. But we're not supposed to be acting like that. We're supposed to be watching and praying so we can be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Glory to God. I just thank the Lord. It's a whole lot in that scripture. I didn't even touch it, but thank the Lord. The main thought is, it's praying time, and men ought always pray. So let us just, as we go through our daily day and our daily chores, let us just be mindful to pray. I thank the Lord for this broadcast. If
there's anything else, anyone else, thing to say, you may do so at this time. Well, we thank the Lord.
Thank God for the word coming through Evangelist May tonight.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. So we thank the Lord for the broadcast. And as I stated before, we are expecting to have our grand opening of the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission very soon, in the very near future, if it's the Lord's will. So we will be giving you the exact date as soon as the Lord works things out. We will let you know. And if that's it, this brings the broadcast to a close. And we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, if it's the Lord's will, 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.